Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30 British Summer Time, and this has been an interesting day. The primary story here is, without the shadow of a doubt, the dollar weakness. Against the euro, it's currently sitting at 123.37. That's up over it's up almost a cent and a half in euro terms. Australian dollar is up about 0.75 cents. New Zealand dollar is fairly similar, so we are seeing definitely some dollar weakness in here, and a new low out of that range in the dollar index. The dollar index is definitely finding some support at the 88 level, so there is still that possibility that it could rally back up towards the 90 level. The balance of probabilities, though, is that high we saw at the beginning of July was the high, almost certainly the high at this stage, and it really has to put in a good upward move now to countermand the action that we've seen today. So, with that in mind, and looking at the pattern, especially on the dollar index, I reckon that there's a good chance that this is the end. So, I doubled up my positions in gold and in the euro. Of course, if this is the end of the dollar's rally, then the precious metals are really going to do very well. Gold is currently up 478. It's been as high, just one second. It's been as high as 437.60. So that's really quite a good day. Platinum is up 11.1 at 918. That's really good action. You can see the chart on in the comment of the day. Palladium, fairly boring. It's up a dollar, and silver up just over 3 cents at 729. So we can see that, particularly in gold and platinum, that this dollar weakness has really fed through. Interestingly enough, just staying with this dollar theme, the Japanese yen is relatively unchanged on the day, and while cable has had a good day, it hasn't had nearly as good a day as against the euro or the Australian dollar. So really, if we are going to see that dollar index breaking down tomorrow, then those other currencies should also see some dollar weakness. Those other currency pairs, I should say, should see some dollar weakness creeping into them, and we haven't quite seen that just yet. So that's just a little bit of a cloud on the horizon. But I think that the balance of probabilities is that we are going to see some further dollar weakness. The next story then would be oil, and oil is down a quarter of a dollar. Right now, it was as high as 62.50 on the front month, but it's currently sitting at 61.65. So that's quite a difference on the day. Natural gas is even more pronounced. It had been as high as 8.64. It's currently sitting down 3 on the day at 8.35. That's quite a significant move. Very, very big upside tail. That's relatively bearish there. Of course, natural gas is a particularly volatile commodity, and when we saw 6 or 7 days on the upside, it's really only a matter of time before, excuse me, before we see something on the downside. That might be talking a little bit too early yet, because it is only down 3, but that is an inconsistency creeping in. On these other metals, we've seen, and you see the charts there today, copper really is looking fantastically consistent. It's up 22 on the 3 month in London, and 90 cents on the US quoted contract. So really looking very good. And although aluminium is trading a contango, it is turning into quite a good move off those lows from a couple of weeks ago. I have also been asked to comment on coffee and cocoa, and cocoa is really looking quite good. It had a good upper dynamic. I think that was, excuse me, sorry, thinking of a completely different commodity. Cocoa has come, in at least in the US quoted contract, come off that support at 1400, and there's a little bit of resistance right here at 1500, but it is looking quite good for an additional rally. Coffee, on the other hand, this is the Arabica coffee in the US. That is pretty weak in here today. It's down 10. And we have seen a bit of a consolidation over the last 4 or 5 days. So that's hold on, I've just pulled up completely the wrong contract. Was excuse me. Coffee Arabica has had two good upward dynamics in the last 10 days. And while it's still very much in that downtrend which started in March, this is relatively bullish action. To really break that downtrend, we've broken more or less the short-term downtrend. To break the medium-term downtrend, we'd need to see a close above 110. It's currently at 105.75. But with those two good upper dynamics we've seen in the last 10 days or so, that you'd really have to give this one the benefit of the doubt on the upside. Personally, I'm going to concentrate on the dollar plays. Then grains have been particularly weak over the last couple of days. Particularly if you look at something like oats or corn. Corn today is down 6 at 239 and 3/4, and that does look like it's going to test at the very least the 230 level. We might be lucky enough to be able to catch it down at 220 again. That really would be a screaming buy down there. But at the moment, very much in a corrective phase. Soybeans is down about 14 and a half right now. That's turning into a bit of a wedge type pattern, so you've got rising lows but lower highs. So that's not particularly bullish, and it's going to break out one way or the other. And the way the other commodities are going, or sorry, the other grains are going, that could very well be to the downside. Then, just looking at a quick look at these equity markets, and Europe has been really quite steady in here. The IBEX is up 35, while the S&P MIB is down 35. FTSE closed up a little bit. CAC, the DAX, Amsterdam, the OMX, and the Swiss market, they all closed down marginally. The Nikkei was up 41, still underneath that 12,000 level. It's at 11,981 right now. But when you look at that second section chart that I posted in the comment of the day, you'll see that that looks really like a bit of a downward dynamic right there today, coming through from that small key reversal yesterday. So that's pretty bearish, especially when the second section is very much a lead indicator. So it'll be interesting to see what the Nikkei does tomorrow. Looking at the Hang Seng was down 18 today, but it had been quite a bit lower than that and rallied very much into the end of the session. And I increased my long position by half there. I think that there is some potential upside here. The U.S. markets, they opened pretty low, but when you had this weakness coming into the oils, they rallied back up. The Nasdaq's almost flat in the day. Same with the S&P, and the Dow is down 6.5. So all to play for yet. These stock markets, though, are beginning to look a little bit overextended. It wouldn't be at all surprising to see it at the minimum some sort of correction coming in here. But no evidence of that yet. These are still very consistent trends. We're just keeping an eye on these charts and riding them up. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or any questions I can answer for you, don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you very much for your time.